Hi, I'm Mike Martindale, pastor here at the Heights Fellowship. We are so glad that you guys have joined us today. We know that online isn't a replacement for the real thing, but we hope that as you listen to this message, that the Spirit of God would still move in your life. Thank you for listening.
As you can see, we have an eye chart up there, and right in the middle of it's 2020, because that's where we're headed. We're already there. We've already got off to a good start, hopefully for most of us. Into the new year, but what we're going to talk about this morning is having that vision. You know, when you go to the eye doctor, they're going to check your vision. They're going to make you look at that chart, and they're going to see how far down that list that you can actually read. And you're going to determine your vision and whatever assistance you may need from that by making you look at that chart and communicating what you can see. Let's talk about the Heights Fellowship just for a little bit. The State of the Church 2020. This past year in 2019, there were over 22,000 people attended worship here at the Heights Fellowship. That's an average of about 419 a week. And it's a guesstimate, because we can tell how many people are watching, but we can't tell exactly if they're watching the whole service or checking us out. But even online, there's between 50 and 100 people each Sunday watching these services. From a giving point of view, that number you see in the middle there, that $864,248, was our 2019 budget. Okay? That's what we said we expect to give toward the ministry we expect to do in the year. We actually finished at about $867,000 and some change. So we met that budget. It took us a while. We were in red numbers much of the year, but we made a great comeback. Okay? And that's to be honored to God for that. You can see the average per week there, that the 22,000 number up there is designated giving when people give a special gift for something very specific that's not to the general budget, but to meet some other need within the church. So that's why you see those numbers up there. We had 28 baptisms last year. Two-thirds of those were children. That's pretty exciting. 33 people in our connection group. That's our class that we offer to those who are interested in being a part of this body. We used to call it Discovery. Now we call it Connection. We had 33 people in that. You're going to see some comparative numbers on the next slide. You can see our attendance is up from last year. Our average attendance a week obviously is up too, by about 25 people. The giving total, not quite what we gave last year, but still heading toward that. Connection, you can see that. Last year we only had 23 people, 50%-ish increase in the number of people wanting to put their lives here at the Heights Fellowship. And then those 28 baptisms, last year we had five. Five. That's probably the most important statistic on that page. People are coming to know Christ through the ministries of the Heights Fellowship. That's exciting. We would love to see that number take that much more of an increase in 2020. Be praying for that. So you can see all those red arrows up. And the reason that there's not a red arrow on those two middle giving numbers is because Mike prepped this slide. We hadn't had all our giving come in online yet for the end of the year, so that those would actually be red arrows up too. That's exciting. So, what can you take from that? That the Heights Fellowship is an exceedingly healthy community right now of believers. We are, in a lot of ways. Not only the statistics, but in those relationships that we're beginning to grow, more families are coming to be a part of us, wanting to put their lives here. They're connecting through all the different ministries that we have. And that's exciting. You wouldn't be here if you weren't already a part of that. If you're visiting and you're seeking a place to connect and be a part of in a community, a family, this is the place for you. Check us out. Here's some of our ministries and just really quick updates on these. We don't talk about this a whole lot, but as we head into 2020, we want to give you some of those information, those details. You know, our youth last year, 2018, the previous year, previous school year, 18-19, we were averaging about 60 to 70 students on Wednesday nights. This past fall, we've been, our lowest number has been 70. We've been upwards of 100 almost every week. Okay? Lots of students here on Wednesday nights participating in what Brandon's leading there. Family ministry. Our re-engage that we started this fall brought in a lot of new people, encouraged a lot of couples, families, again, to connect not only with growing their marriage, but also growing relationships with other people. Children's ministry, we've talked about the baptisms that have come through children's ministry. Children coming to know Christ through the efforts, through the prayer of those volunteer leaders underneath Joy's leadership to reach out to our children and our families as well there. Worship ministry, Jim is continuing to add people to the worship ministry that we see each week, and overseeing our student worship as well, which is continuing to grow. Our college ministry, we have one of our best semesters we've had in a long time this past fall. Life group ministries continue to grow as we add people to those groups, and as we add groups overall church-wide. We mentioned our connection groups earlier. Those numbers are up. Directions Discipleship is a one-on-one discipleship that we initiated back in the summer and are continuing to do that. And then Operation Christmas Child, we gave as many boxes as we've given in a long time. So lots of good things going on there ministry-wise. But we want to spend the rest of the time this morning talking about vision. We're going to look at vision from three different perspectives. We're going to look at it 2020 with hindsight, looking back to 2019. What does that look like? And as we look at that, I want you not only to think about it from a church perspective, but from a personal perspective. Okay? You process that. What does my personal life look like based upon what I've already walked through? What's it look like in insight as I begin walking through 2020 as a new year, a new opportunity? And then what does it look like as foresight? Where are we going? What's the direction that we're headed in? Not only as a church, but each one of us as individuals. Where am I going? So where have I been? Where am I right now? And where we're going? We're going to use Philippians 3 as the basis for today's text, or as the text for today's message. And if you'll turn there with me, we're going to work our way through that and look at those three areas of vision and how you need all three of those to really accomplish what your vision is as you're moving forward. 2020 in hindsight. This is Paul writing to the Philippians, the church there at Philippi, and says, although I myself might have confidence, even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. That's Paul describing himself based upon who he was before meeting Christ. You know, if anybody could boast, Paul said, it would be me. If anybody would have confidence, you know, I had a great position. I had great influence. But let's look at that. Happiness in the rearview mirror is the way Mike said it. He said, false sources of confidence. A lot of times, we can think, man, we had a really good 2019. 2019 was my best year, or our best year. Paul looked at his pedigree. He came from Jewish heritage. You know, he knew what it meant to be a good Jew, to follow the teachings of the synagogue, and he followed it. His party was a Pharisee, great influence, great power within the Jewish nation. His passion was a zeal for the law. I'm going to keep the law. I know what it says because I've studied it. And I'm going to keep it. He had a zeal for that. So how do we help our 2020 in using hindsight? Well, number one, we don't deny our past. Whether it's good or bad, don't deny it. It's part of who you are. It's part of who we are. Consider it, but don't get hung up on it. Okay? Whether good or bad. Some of you individually out there may be thinking, well, you know, I didn't have a very good 2019. You know, I can say that myself. My mother-in-law passed away in September. My dad passed away about a month ago. 2019, I was ready for it to be over. Ready to be done. But I can't keep that. I can't define myself in what's happened that last quarter of 2019. You know, God needs to take Randy and shape him, say, okay, that's part of who you are now. You've got to move forward. Same thing with us as a church. You saw the stats. Really good 2019 in a lot of ways. We can't sit on our laurels. We can't look at what we did last year and say, you know, we really did good. Yes, we did. We need to do even better as a church and individually. Don't confuse the moment with the future, but realize our moments shape our future. Each one of us have had those moments this year that if we dwell on them, we can say, man, that's really who I am now. No. You can change that. You can progress forward based upon your vision of who Jesus Christ is in your life. Seeing your past sins through the lens of God's forgiveness. Don't marvel at your fallenness, but at God's graciousness. See, dwell on these things. Paul says later in chapter 4, just past this passage, dwell on these things. You know, be anxious about nothing. Pray about everything, but dwell on these good things that I'm going to do in your life that you can hang on to because you're in a relationship with me and you've received my grace. Use hindsight to stir up better choices, better relationships, better faith, better service. Pick whichever one of those fits you this morning. Which area do you need to be better at? Is it choices? Are you making some bad choices now? You need to make better choices? Is it relationships? Has your faith gotten really weak in 2019? And it needs to be stronger. Or service. Some of you sitting out there right now have been wrestling with, how do I plug in to the Heights Fellowship? How do I become active in serving other people? Now's a good time to do it. You can call it a New Year's resolution, or you can call it just a choice. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be better in 2020. And then there's insight. Where we are right now, Paul goes on to say in verse 7, but whatever things were gained to me, remember all those things we talked about, there's a lot of gain in Paul's life. Whatever things were gained to me, past tense, those things I have counted as loss. Why? For the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus. See, his relationship with Christ Jesus was much more valuable than his past. And he had a good past from the world's perspective. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, trash, in order that I may gain Christ. Those things are worthless now. You know, in some respects, as we look back on 2019, we want to consider that, but that's behind us. We can celebrate it. We can relish in that, individually and corporately as a body of believers. But I want to gain more of Christ. That's what Paul's saying. It may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him. See, there it is again. See, Paul's singular focus, I want to know Christ more. Everything that's behind me is going to stay there. It has no value except to consider it as part of who I am. But my focus, my vision, needs to be clear on gaining Christ. In the power of his resurrection, life, life-giving power. In the fellowship of his sufferings, relationship through the sufferings. Did you guys experience any sufferings this year? Were they connected in some way or somehow with your relationship with Jesus Christ? Because see, that's what Paul's saying. The fellowship, the koinonia of being connected with Jesus produces suffering. It does. I've heard Mike teach on that before. It's part of it. Being conformed to his death, dying to our old self, being raised again in newness of life. See? We connect with him in that because that's what he did for us. In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Ultimately, Paul's talking about life eternally. See, Paul was only going to die once. You know, he said earlier in Philippians, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I'll stay here as long as that Christ wants me here. But when I do, I gain him eternally. Win-win. So, looking where we are right now with 2020 insight should give us or should always be filtered through God's Word. You hear that regularly from this stage. Filter it through God's Word. What does God's Word say? The only way we can know what it says is to be in it. That may be the new step you need to take. It's being God's Word more often. Regularly. Consistently in God's Word. And when those obstacles, those opportunities of life come, filter it through God's Word. What does God's Word say about this? Insight tells us what matters most and what does not matter at all. You know, for a lot of us, that's it. Because even in pursuing Christ, we often give excuses. Well, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough resources. I don't have the right place. Whatever, fill in the blank. But see, insight into pursuing Christ tells us that some things shouldn't matter as much as we give importance to them. And then insight should prompt us to what leave behind, what we should leave behind, and what to hang on to tenaciously. See, Paul would tell us, if he was here speaking to us today, he would say, hang on to Christ. Anything that's keeping you from doing that and pursuing him in this new year of 2020, let go of it. Let it go behind you. Keep it in 2019. And keep your vision in tune, focused on who Jesus Christ is. So what do we need to do if we have that kind of 2020 vision, living in it as we proceed through 2020? Well, some attitudes we may need to cast off. I just need to get rid of that attitude. Let it slide away. Maybe about a circumstance, maybe about a person. But it's keeping you from focusing on who Jesus is in your life. Activities to forsake. May need to let go of them. They're taking up way too much of your time. So you can't focus on who Christ is. Things to start doing. I mentioned that a while ago, serving. What should I begin doing? That's on the flip side of it. What is God's spoken into my life that I should begin doing this. Everything from more time in the Word, more prayer time, serving somewhere, being kinder in your office. Maybe something for you to do. some action to take, commitments and choices to make. Weigh those out. You know, one of the lessons that I had to learn many years ago was saying yes to everything. Oh, I can do that. Yeah, sure, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. And pretty soon you get over committed for good things. They don't have to be bad things, but then we can't focus on the thing, our relationship with Christ. And then just values to build into my life. You know, joy's doing that now with our children, our grandchildren. She's building those values. But see, adults, if you don't hear anything else, we should still be growing too. And building our own values to become more like Christ as we head into 2020. We want that to be our vision. And then, at the end of the passage, he gives us some foresight. Paul does, as we look forward, even past 2020. It says, not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect or complete, is what he means there. But I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. I press on. I keep going. That's what I'm taking the next step toward, is Jesus Christ. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. See, Paul's in his 70s, 80s by this time when he's writing this. He's not done yet. You know, when this decade of the 2020s, I'm still not comfortable with even what to call it yet. When it's over, I'm going to be 72 years old. Man, that sounds old. 62 used to be old. It's not anymore. But 10 years from now, you know, 72, I should be sitting on the side, on the bench, in the stands. You know, I had to get in the athletic analogy there. Just wouldn't be me without it. But see, even at 72, 10 years from now, when we hit 2030, I still want to be pursuing Christ. Each one of us should have that same vision going forward. And how do I pursue Him even greater in 2030? By pursuing Him greater in 2020, and then 2021, and 2022. See, you keep that vision, that foresight ahead of you. That's where I'm going. And so he ends up by saying, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Jesus Christ. You keep pressing on. See, one thing in our Western Christian culture that we've plugged into that you can't find in Scripture anywhere is the idea of retirement or stopping. I'm done, you know. I can't serve anymore. I've reached that magic age of 65. I'm done. No, can't find it. See, if we run everything through the template of God's Word, it says, no, you keep going. You keep pressing on toward the upward goal of Christ Jesus. So what are we looking for? Look at the things in this verse or this passage. Verse 8 says the surpassing value of knowing Christ. That's one thing we want to look for. We want to know Him more, the value in that, that I may gain Christ. For some of you here this morning, you may not know Jesus Christ. You may be here just checking out the church. You may never have begun a relationship with Him. If that's you, you can do that today. You can begin that today. Begin following Him. That you may be found in Him. That's the idea of abiding, of remaining in Him. No matter what the circumstances, I'm going to be found in Him. That I may be found in Him not having righteousness of my own. Remember what Paul said. You know, my resume looks pretty good, Paul said. But it's rubbish compared to who I am in Jesus Christ. that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That's the life and the fellowship of his sufferings. Great joy, great life. But we also praise him even in the sufferings. We've had to do that in my family the last 4 months. Even in the midst of sorrow, we still praise God for who he is. That I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So see, Paul lines that out for us, verse by verse there, what foresight looks like, where we're headed. So how do we improve our vision? Leaving here this morning, heading into 2020, if you're not already back at work, you're about to be, kids are back, about to be back in school, what do? You know, when I started thinking about how do we improve our vision, you know, being 62 years old without these, my vision is much less. Some of you are fuzzy now, okay? And I can't read what it says on your t-shirt, but now I can. So sometimes our vision needs assistance. If your vision needs assistance, find the assistance. Get some help. One thing, as my eyes have gotten older, what I've found is my vision's much better in good light. Jesus called himself the light. Be in the Word. Be closer to him. Improve distance. I can also see better the closer I get, unless that line between my bifocals and my distance there gets confused, and then I have to find the spot. But see, the distance matters. And in a relationship with Christ, the closer I get, the more I can know him, the more I can be in him. With increased viewing, the more I look at something, the more it's going to become familiar. My vision gets better the more I look at it. So is God's word. And then the removal of obstacles. You know, if I'm standing in a wall, I'll put my hand right here, I can't see you anymore. There's an obstacle in the way. For us to remain focused on Jesus Christ and have that vision of him for 2020, there's some obstacles we've got to remove in our life to make that happen. So here's our application. Use your hindsight to shape your vision, not define it. Just use it to shape it. It's real. It happened. Everything behind you, it happened. Use it to shape your vision. Use your insight to direct and adjust your vision. This is where I'm going. And it may take adjustments along the way as you pursue Christ, even in this next 360 days. And use your foresight to motivate you toward the reality of your vision. So you can't deny what Paul's telling us here. Your vision as a believer, as a follower of Christ, should be Jesus. Okay? Use this year as you make some of those changes and adjustments to motivate you toward the reality of that. Then when we get here January 5th, 2021, you're going, man, lots of stuff happened, but my relationship with Christ is that much further down the road, that much more intimate. We'll close with this. I'm reading a book right now called Chasing Francis by Ian Morgan Cron. I just read this actually this morning. It says, some time back, I heard someone say the Bible isn't simply a book that tells us what to do. It's also a story that tells us who we are. So in 2020, find out who you are in Christ. Become more like him in the process of remaining focused on your vision. Let's pray. God, we do thank you for Paul's words that we looked at closely today. We thank you for giving us those words that we can look back at, we can be reminded of in February and March and April and July and next November, to bring us back to the hindsight, the insight, and the foresight of where our vision lies, that we can continue to press on toward that goal of a relationship with you. God, we thank you for each of us here today. It's been a part of fellowshipping together and hearing your word. God, use us as we go out these doors to make a difference, to be light and salt to people as we encounter them. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We believe in the power of the Word of God. If you made a decision, we would love to hear from you. As well, if you have any questions, let us know at the email listed at the bottom of the screen. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a good day.